And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
It says in Acts 16:31, it says that in order to be saved, you have to believe in Christ. But in John 3:5, it says in order to be saved, you must be born again. And the only way to do that is through water and the Spirit. What is true? Well, the answer is that both of them are true, of course. The Bible always speaks the truth. Jesus prayed that we would be sanctified by thy truth, and he said, thy word is truth, John chapter 17. And the person asking the question has quoted correctly from each of these verses. And let's go ahead and read those as part of our answer. In Acts chapter 16, and beginning in verse 30, we see that Paul and Silas have been thrown in jail in the city of Philippi. The person who is responsible for guarding them is afraid that they have escaped because there was an earthquake and all the doors were thrown open. We know this is an earthquake of miraculous origin. But Paul and Silas stop him from hurting himself because no one has escaped. He understands then that a miracle has been performed, and he asks them in verse 30, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now, of course, anything that is given in answer here is going to be something of absolute necessity. He asks, what must I do? So he's only asking for things that are required. Paul answers, beginning in verse 31, when he says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and your household. Now, unfortunately, many people stop reading there. They don't go any further. They don't consider the rest of the passage. The case is here that Paul goes on to teach this man the word of the Lord. Notice verse 32. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in his house. Notice verse 33. They took him the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. The questioner has taken this particular passage and putting that in contrast with John chapter 3, and asking which one is true. Well, let's turn over to John chapter 3. Here we find that our Lord has been visited at night by a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a teacher of the Jews. He comes to Jesus because he knows that Jesus comes from God. He can tell that by the miracles that Jesus had already worked. And he asks the man, or he doesn't even have a chance to ask him. Rather, Jesus just begins answering the question that Nicodemus needs answered. And we find in verse 5 that Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now he had begun this by saying in verse 3, most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So verse 5 explains verse 3. Verse 3 says that you must be born again. Verse 5 says that you must be born of water and the Spirit. Well, that means then that to be born of water and the Spirit is how one is born again. Also, we find that all of these things are necessary. If you look down in verse 7, it says, Jesus is again speaking, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Now, the question then has come to us, which of these passages is correct? Is it correct that Paul said you must believe and then taught him the word and baptized him? Or is it correct that Jesus said you must be born of water and the Spirit? Well, the answer is that they're both correct. But even these two passages don't give us the complete picture. If you look in Acts chapter 2, about verse 37, there you find the Jews on the day of Pentecost ask Peter and the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Again, they're asking what is necessary. Peter's reply was that they should all repent and be baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. This still is not the complete picture, because we find in Acts chapter 8 that Philip is riding in a chariot with a eunuch from Ethiopia, and the Ethiopian eunuch asks him, he says as they approach water, here is water, what doth hinder me? What stands between me and being baptized? And Philip answers that if you believe, you may. And he demonstrates his belief by verbally confessing that faith in Christ. He says, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Now, when we take all of these things and we put them together, it's easy for us to understand what we must do. It's not that one of these verses teaches one law and another another. Rather, we put them all together. A person who doesn't know must first hear the word, and he must believe what he hears. Having believed that, he must repent, as Peter commanded in Acts chapter 2. Being willing to repent to change his life and follow Christ, we must confess our faith so that men will know what we believe. Paul requires the same in Romans 10 and verse 10. And finally, one must be baptized into Christ. He must be buried in water for the forgiveness of sins. It is doing all of these things that constitutes Bible faith, obedient faith in God's Word. And when we do this, Jesus assures us that He will save us. I hope you'll find that answer helpful.